Describe a website you often visit.
1. What are the most popular and least popular apps in China? Some of the most popular apps in China are WeChat and Taobao. You know, WeChat is probably the most common messaging app that Chinese people use. You can text and call with people, and you can also share photos and updates about your life. Taobao and other commerce apps like Alipay or Douyin are also super convenient to use and let people make purchases on the go. As for the least popular app, well, I'm not sure which one is the least popular. I found that some shopping apps like Pinduoduo are dreadful because of false advertising and low quality products. But each to their own. 2. What's the difference between the internet and television? There are so many differences between the internet and television. Television is pretty much limited to just one form. As a medium, it involves visuals and audio, but it doesn't have the range of the internet. The internet is like a living archive. There are constantly new posts and websites being created. Like television, you can watch videos on the internet, but the way you access them is totally different. 3. Why do people like to read the news on the internet instead of on TV? I think it's because the internet offers more detailed information than TV does. On a news show, they only have so much time to talk about each event or topic, so they can't really get into the details. But on the internet, you don't have that time constraint. You can post a whole write-up that includes infographics and links to other resources. It's a lot more flexible as a medium. It's more accessible for some people. 4. Is the library still necessary? Why? Yes, the library is definitely still necessary. It's one of the few places left where you can be there without having to spend any money. Instead, you can just sit down with a good book or magazine and relax for a while. You can also do research at the library. Not everyone has a home computer. Libraries often give those people the resources they need to surf the internet or do other work on a computer. 5. What kinds of people would still go to the library to read and study? I think university students still go to the library to read and study. Of course, plenty of them prefer to do that work at home, but for those who want to read and study without as many distractions, the library offers a perfect place to hit the books. Some older people also go to the library to read. They have a lot of downtime once they've retired, and they like having a place to go. 6. What are the differences between old people and young people when they use the internet? Well, it seems that old people usually use the internet to get information. They might read online newspapers or check out news articles. They like keeping up with world events as well as local news. But younger people tend to use the internet for entertainment. They like to chat with their friends on social media or spend time online shopping. They might also read online magazines and share posts with their friends.
Yes, 过过过，淘宝店铺原创。